WABCTEK.com. WABF, it is 823 and 80 degrees. While not quite a heat advisory, did you know it takes 108 heat index for a heat advisory? But we're expecting today 105 to 106 or 7, so it's close enough to make sure you keep yourself hydrated and be careful out there today in this heat. Today is the day after the Fairhope City Council regular meeting last night. Therefore, in the place of Mayor Sherry Sullivan today, we welcome Councilman Kevin Boone. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Lori. Good morning, Fairhope. Glad to be here.
Thank you for joining us and pinch hitting for the mayor. Last night's meeting went well, I suppose. Anything on the work session that you want to mention?
We are now the lease that the Fairhope Library had with on the second floor has been taken back by the Fairhope, is now going to take over, and they're going to redo a renovation. They can't see this paperwork, but they're going to do a renovation of the second floor and use it for the Fairhope Public Library, which was what the design of the size of that library was set up to do. And we are starting the proceedings in the work session. They were discussing getting plans set up and so that we can get a construction contract and see how much money it's going to be.
The second floor was just kind of like a shell of classrooms, and local college was leasing that.
That is correct. They had a three-year lease, and the lease ran out, and the city of Fairhope decided to take it over because the library board said at the time that we did it, they didn't quite have a use for it available at that time, but now they do. So we're going to put it back together and do a renovation on the second floor in order for the library's use.
Well, when you say the city takes it back over, that means it goes back to the city as far as what they want to do with it. But who's paying for the renovation? Is that the library committee?
It'll be a joint venture between the city of Fairhope and the library board.
Okay. What's the estimate on the cost?
They actually don't. We talked about that last night, and they don't necessarily have an estimate yet because the plans haven't been drawn yet. They have this rendition similar to a plat, but they haven't done any of the actual takeoffs.
What would it be used for? What are their ideas?
Actually, that wasn't discussed last night.
Okay.
What their uses for it were, but just for the general public use for the library.
Okay. All right.
But I don't have the specifics of it yet. It's still in the formative planning stages.
So that'll come back to the council.
Absolutely.
To vote to see how much.
Yes. They were just getting a plan of direction of where they need to go next and how they need to proceed.
Okay. And there's a 90-ton chiller that has to be replaced. Jack said yesterday that was actually a budgeted item.
It was a budgeted item. It wasn't installed, and now getting ready to do it. It was a question between the train chiller and the York chiller, and that was the two bids we got. And the train chiller was $43,000 more money than the York, with by and large the same warranties, the same everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we chose to go with the York chiller. It's hard to argue $43,000.
Thank you for saving us money. Appreciate that. Okay. So we'll wait to be seen what happens with the second floor of the Fairhope Public Library.
Yes, ma'am.
In the idea stages right now. On to the agenda. If there was nothing else on the work session, then I see where Chief Stephanie Hollinghead announced some police promotions, which we can get from her unless you have something you want to say about that.
It's always good. Chief Hollinghead has done a very good job, an excellent job, I might add, as far as bringing the police attention to the public and to the council and all their good things that they've done. We have an excellent police force. And one of the corporals was taken up to a sergeant rank, and one of the officers were taken up to a corporal rank. And they've done an excellent job in their duties as Fairhope police officers.
Very good, yes. We're very pleased and proud of our police department. Number six, a public hearing to zone and annex some property, I believe about 31 acres, at County Road 48 in Blueberry Lane. Yesterday, Jack Burrell said 61 houses and 16 townhomes are included. Did anyone speak, and how did that go?
The only people that spoke on that particular project were the engineers concerning the project. Actually went very well. Staff said that during the process has been going through approval since February. And since February to now, and all the approval processes, not one person has had an opposition to this or said anything against it. So it must be looked at fairly good. If there's no, it doesn't seem to be any problems. I think it's well designed and be an attribute to the community. There also the, you can see some land clearing. I think it's to the west of the property. That's going to be the a park that the colony is doing at this present time.
The single tax colony.
Single tax colony is putting a park right there.
There in front of River Mill.
Yes, yep. That is correct.
Is that the same corner? Is this property across from? I'm having trouble imagining where it is.
If you can imagine that property that's being cleared right now next to River Mill, this property is on the east side.
Okay.
As you head away from Fairhope, it's the next property over from River Mill.
Okay, on the same side.
Same side of the road,
so
yes.
It's not the River Park Grocery and Deli property yet?
No, it is not.
Okay, that's still up for sale. Mm-hmm. Remains to be mm-hmm. seen. Okay, and what's the advantage of this developer annexing in to Fairhope? Why do we want to see that annexation? It helps the city.
Well, annexation is good in the fact that the tax money from the property taxes go to Fairhope rather than the county, and we generally supply the services anyway to those areas because they're in the ETJ, and so it does help to bring revenue into the city of Fairhope.
Okay.
In that area.
Number 10, this was all of us received some stimulus money from the federal government, I'm presuming. That's what this is, $1.9 million coronavirus state and local fiscal recovery funds. That's an agreement to accept this government money, correct?
That is correct.
I presume that passed.
That is correct. And the funny thing is there's a wide variety of uses for the money. You can use it to pay off bills. You can use it to improve infrastructure. You can use it to do a lot of things, but it does have to go through the Treasury Department and be accepted as far as the use that we're going to use it for. And right now, there hasn't even been a discussion on what we're going to use it for.
So it just can kind of go in the rainy day fund, or where will it park?
It can go. I'm not going to say specifically put it in a bank and hold it. You may have to. Maybe a time limit on using the money. I don't know, but there is a wide range of uses for this money.
Okay. All right. What else on the agenda?
I was just going to say it's rather hard to turn down $1.9 million.
Exactly. Even with strings attached, it's like, okay, we'll figure out how to make that work. Number 14, beach pavilion repair and replacement of shingle. There were still several other repair things, as well as some new trucks and whatnot on the agenda. Did you want to say anything about that?
Well, that's just part normal? Of the damage that was done by Hurricane Sally that we're still working to get fixed. The one issue was there was one bidder on it, and we generally don't. It was the price seemed a little excessive, so we decided to reject it and see what we could work out to get the price down. The insurance company, however, is footing the bill for this up until we have a very large deductible, and FEMA will take over the deductible, so it's really not going to cost the citizens any money.
That's always good news.
Yes.
Number 18. This is a new scoreboard video message board for Fairhope Municipal Stadium for the Recreation Department, $226,940. The high school says they'll pay for $176,000 of it over 5 years, and Jack Burrell said yesterday the city needs to contribute $50,000.
That is correct.
And did that pass last night?
It did pass, and I'll tell you, I truly believe it's a great idea because a lot of people out there think this is just for the football games, and really it's not.
It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, but you're able to show a lot of films through that. You can have street move, I guess if you like to, move the street film festival that they have over to the stadium, and you can watch it from a stadium viewpoint. And any type of videos that you have can be shown through this screen. So it's more than just showing the replays and what have you to the football games. I think it's going to be very beneficial to the citizens of Fairhope.
In my mind, I'm seeing the Jumbotron at Auburn. How big are we talking?
It's not quite that big. Unfortunately, I didn't bring the
I'm just curious.
The size with it, but I think it's 43 feet long, and it's I don't remember how tall. The main thing I was after, because I don't know much about this electronic, but my questions were always the same. I want to make sure the clarity is clear as a bell. I don't want my brother being put up there, and I can't even recognize him because it's so hazy. Mm-hmm. I want a clear picture, and I was assured that it would be a very clear picture. Okay. Now, if you get right on top of it within 5 or 6 feet, it's going to be a little hazy. But
sure.
Everybody standing back in the stadium will be a very clear picture.
Okay. And this is going on with repairs at the stadium right now to make it ADA
part
compliant.
Part of the ADA
right?
compliance.
Tell us about
to,
that.
To get the, what we did is we did the bids for the construction for the concrete and the material to be built for the ADA compliancy for the stadium so that the basically it makes it, and you know, when I first thought about this, I thought, how in the world are you going to get wheelchairs all the way up to the top of the stadium? And that's not what this is for. This is just for the first level and able to put ramps up to make it ADA compliant for the wheelchairs and the handicap to be able to access the first front rows of the stadium.
What other improvements do you see the stadium needing once you put in this jumbo $226,000 electronic billboard? What else does a stadium need to go along with that?
This is kind of a joke, but basically we're going to make it so nice we may have to find out how to make more seats for it. That's not going to happen, but it's going to be a very nice stadium with this addition, I can assure you.
And other than Fairhope High School, is the stadium generating any money through Fairhope Storm or any other leases or uses?
Not to my knowledge right now. The uses that we do are generally people come and rent it. Special Olympics, for instance, has their festivities there. And different companies and whatnot will, over the time frame, use the field for a gathering.
Soccer tournament.
Yeah, whatnot. Soccer tournaments and different things of that nature. But it's not what you would term as set there for a money maker as much as it is just for the services people would like to see in the city of Fairhope.
Okay. One that always fascinates me every year is the write-off of unpaid power bills, basically. Item number 29, almost $615,000 of unpaid utility bills that were owed to the city are just written off.
That is correct. Now, this time frame for that bill, and not that it makes it any better because it's still a lot of money, but it's from 2016 to 2021, because basically you can't go back further than 6 years to try to collect money on unpaid utility bills. But what the problem we're having is we're still, back in the old days with the old process, Social Security numbers weren't given, so once these people decide to leave town, now obviously none of these people have services with Fairhope, but they've gone, they've left. And it's the process of trying to find them to get the money back from them. And without the Social Security numbers, it's rather tough. But the state of Alabama did institute the law that if you have their Social Security number and they are receiving benefits or checks from the state of Alabama, those benefits can be diverted to pay off this debt. So we are in the process of trying to get that done. And now you'll find when you do apply for a connection for the city of Fairhope, you have to supply your Social Security number, and that's the reason why. Because it is a tremendous amount of money, and you learn over the years on how you try to collect this money back from, you know, I call it deadbeat certain users. But and we have 5 years. Every year you try to pick it up, and we are in the process of hiring a third party in order to try to collect some of this money. Now, I don't expect to collect all of it, but, you know, if you can collect a third of it, that's $200,000. So.
Exactly. So once it's written off here, it can still be in the collection process?
Yes, it can.
Oh,
this
okay.
is strictly for the auditing process to go through the state auditors.
Okay.
To have, in other words, you've got money coming in, but there's no where to go. What are we doing with it? So all it is to clean up the paperwork for the auditors.
Okay.
But yes, you can still, up until 6 years lapses, and then that's it.
Okay, good. We're speaking with Fairhope City Councilman Kevin Boone here at WABF. It is 837, 81 degrees. Speaking of ADA compliant, can you refresh our memory about the working waterfront project? I believe I was out of town when some of that happened. They were going to hire a consultant to find out if the bluffs were compliant, what needed to be done, and move forward.
Yes, we hired Rick Heinrich, a local fellow for Fairhope that is very adept in the rules and regulations for grant money and ADA compliancy and compliance for the grant money. And he said that basically we will have to be ADA compliant to do the work on the bluff, and so we're going to have to put some type of ramp down the side of that bluff. My deal is in the design of it, I don't want to dig into the bluff as much as I want to put a platform that starts on the edge of the bluff and over extends out so that you don't damage or do anything to the bluff. And so they're working on that design right now. But in order to collect the money, the $6 million, in order to renovate, it will have to be ADA compliant.
As we suspected.
We thought that, but we want to double check and make sure that the issues were correct, and the fact that you are going to, once you start working on that bluff, you're going to have to be compliant in order to obtain the money.
Exactly.
And the money is well needed to do the work down there for the bulkheads and the main wall holding the bluff up and the fountain area.
And some temporary wall work has started now, but that's not to be confused with
that's a good point, Lori, because there's a machine down there and they're adding riprap rock. And the nice thing about this is when they do get ready to start the work, they can pull all that rock back out and it can be reused at another source. So it's not that you're wasting the rock.
Right.
It can be reused.
It's just temporary
to hold the wall back up.
And then finally, let me go back to, I missed number 9. This is changing electric rates for all customers of the city. What can we expect on our power bills?
Well, basically, it is going up. It's going to bump up. The basic rate is going to bump up $1.93 per month to all the residential customers.
Right.
And this is basically to try to keep in line with the rates of and what it's costing the city in order to do all the infrastructure for the. We are now in the process of building 2 brand new substations out on. We've already got one almost complete on Nichols, and we're working on another one on Morphy. And we're revamping the ones on Volanta and Thompson, and I think it's Thompson Hall Road, to make sure that we have enough power for the town 15, 20 years from now. Right now, we are right at the limits of the power that we have, and we need to boost these up in order so as not to have a electrical power outage.
And Jack,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, these are just going to help offset a lot of the cost mm-hmm. of all this.
Jack said that basic rate was, what, $11?
$11.09, and it's going to jump up to $13 even.
Okay, and that's a basic basic rate, no matter how much you use.
That's correct. And then everything else is dependent on your usage.
Okay. All right. And anything else concerning? He mentioned that it adjusted larger users' rates, such as Thomas Hospital.
Right, the commercial users, their rates went up a little bit to, I guess, offset the amount of usage that they do use.
Okay. And what about Thomas Hospital? Or was that specifically addressed?
It wasn't specifically addressed last night in the meeting. It's just that as far as commercial or industrial uses, their rates are higher, a little bit higher. I can go through this and look. I'll tell you exactly what they are.
Well, it's a lot to take in, I understand. But was there any public comment on this?
Or no,
does
it wasn't.
Everyone seem to understand that's.
Yeah, I mean, the times
the
are coming where,
beast.
You know, we keep referring to, I keep referring to infrastructure, but it's extremely important to have it. It costs a lot of money to put in all the new sewer, water, gas, drainage, electrical throughout the city that's been neglected for so many years. And so as we don't have a potential catastrophic problem in the future, we're taking care of it now. And the rates have always been rather low and set for a long time, and now they are being jumped up a bit. In order to offset a lot of the cost.
And speaking of all of that improvement, it's getting ready to encroach right in front of the radio station. The city announced that the intersection of Church and Magnolia is closing today, and the work will progress slowly all the way to what, Morphy? Because this is, do I understand correctly?
To Fells.
Church Street has a main sewer drain.
And water system.
You're a construction guy. Tell us about it.
Well, I've been preaching this for the last 2 or 3 meetings, and the fact that this is a type of construction that's going to be open cut, and you have to cut up and tear up the road. So they're doing it block by block so as not to upset the entire city. And unfortunately, Lori, you're going to have a little bit of – you might want to be able to use the backdoor process for a few weeks while they're going through your section when they do start it. Because the road out in front will be torn up.
Just like it is now behind the police station and the Civic Center.
That is correct. And they're going to be working on it every day, and they're going to try to cap it so that you can get some use out of it in the evenings, but do the best they can. But I've been preaching that the city is going through a lot of renovations, and hopefully in about a year and a half, we can all laugh about the troubles we had, and it'll all be a beautiful situation, and things will be a lot better for the city. As far as this is for the sewer transmission line coming from to the south from the plant is what this line's going in. And as we go through, we are fixing and renovating a lot of the existing utilities that down in the ground as we find them. They will be putting a water line right down through here and coming up into the property to access this property in the back over here. So the reason for that is when that property is used and developed, eventually you don't have to go back out in the street and tear it up. They'll have a source of water without having to go back out into the street. So we're working on that, and that's one of the add-ons that they're going to do.
What property are you referring to?
The property that's over here behind, I really don't know the name of the business, but it's on Magnolia. It fronts Magnolia and comes to the rear, the little alleyway back here.
Okay. All right.
The alleyway is not named. I don't know what it is, but that property, when they decided to do this, I kind of requested. I knew that property could be done, and I didn't want to tear up the streets a second time. So I thought, well, it'll be simple while we're here. Let's just get the water.
You mean back where the little cottages and things for rent? You envision that becoming a development of
over
nice
a period of time,
condos,
it will be.
Et cetera.
So it's good to have a water line already there for it.
Okay. All right. All right, what else would you like to mention that I have not thought to ask before we run out of time, Kevin?
You know, Laurie, we do this every time, and I, for some reason, that's pretty much, we've talked about everything. We had the meeting last night and the upcoming events. The 4th of July.
That's right.
Because normally we'll end the program, and then we come up with two or three subjects we probably should
exactly.
But anyway, the 4th of July will be held this year, and on the 4th, there's not going to be any problems with it. The rules have changed a bit through the state, that we have to have a company come in. We cannot perform our own fireworks like we used to due to some laws that they passed. We've hired a company to come in and do it. And the fireworks that we use, that we were going to use last year, were resold back to the companies or to the fireworks company. And the new company is going to put the fireworks on, are going to provide their own fireworks. So we're paying them to have to do it. But we will have it this year with no problems.
On Sunday, the 4th, exactly.
July.
Some
that
folks
is correct.
Say, well, will it be Saturday instead? Nope, it will
be
on the
4th. It'll be on the 4th of July.
There you go. And it'll kick off with the Baldwin Pops on the
absolutely.
Bluff and then the fireworks to follow.
I was kind of going with the lady that was worked with the Baldwin Pops, heckling her in the fact that she said they hadn't had any chance to practice. I said, well, as good as they are, they don't need any practice.
There you go.
And she said, oh, no, we need the practice. But no, they will be performing beforehand and hope to have everybody out there.
Very
bring
good.
Your coolers because it will be cold. I mean, hot.
It will be very hot. Yes. Need to stay hydrated for sure. In fact, today it's not quite a heat advisory, but the officials are saying watch out with the heat index between 102 and 107 today to stay hydrated and be careful. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. Fairhope City Councilman Kevin Boone.
Well, I appreciate it, Lori. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. If you missed